And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Restore, which is the store for Habitat for Humanity, has new fall store hours. They're open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can find out more at their website, which is restorelafayette.org, and all of it goes to benefit Habitat for Humanity. The Restore is at 215 East Pinhook in Lafayette. The Louisiana Theater Festival will be held in Lake Charles Saturday, November 3rd at the Central School of the Arts and Humanities Center. Students from 6th grade through 12th all over the state of Louisiana are invited to attend the theater festival. For more information or to register, the website is www.ltf.cc, or you can call Carrie Onksley in Lake Charles at 337-377-2571. And the first annual Sweet Dough Pie Festival will take place in Grand Coteau on November 3rd. That's a Saturday. And they're asking right now for people to enter their little competition for Sweet Dough Pies. If you would be interested in that, you can stop by their website, which is Sweet Dough GC for Grand Coteau, sweetdoughgc.com. If you're interested in finding out more about the festival or becoming a Sweet Dough Pie baker. At the Hilliard University Art Museum, several exhibits featuring Louisiana artists, including in Gallery A, Rhyme and Reason, The Art of Sean Major, Louisiana Voices, Six Artists Speak to Us, and a collection of Louisiana watercolorists is on display now. There's an installation by Ken Katara called Viaticus, and the Ambassador Jefferson Caffrey collection is still on display as well. And there will be a concert at Vermilionville. Karala Kadian will be performing at Vermilionville on Tuesday, October 16th, tomorrow evening, a cavalcade of Acadian music. That will be at 7:30 at Vermilionville. On Wednesday, October 17th, in Generette, Dr. Michael Martin will present a talk entitled Why the Longs Still Matter. Dr. Martin is the director of the Center for Louisiana Studies here at UL Lafayette, and he'll be giving a talk on the careers of Huey Long, Earl Long, and Russell Long and their impact on Louisiana politics. That's at the Generette Museum Wednesday. For more information, you can call the museum. It's at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Here on the UL Lafayette campus on Thursday, the Physics Department presents the public lecture called The U.S. Space Shuttle Program, An Inside Look at the Final Years. The talk is being given by Patrick L. Garrity from Loyola University in New Orleans. That's being presented by the Physics Department. The talk will be in Oliver Hall, the Computer Science Building, in the auditorium this Thursday at 6:30. For more information on the talk or the speaker, you can call the Physics Department here at UL Lafayette. The Tea Sippers of Lafayette present the play 70 Scenes of Halloween by Jeffrey Jones. It will be performed at Theater 810, opening Thursday. It will run through Sunday. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or going to the Eventbrite website site for 70 Scenes of Halloween. That's Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. You can find them on the web. McNeese University's Wind Symphony will present a free fall concert this Thursday, October 18th, in the Sherman Fine Arts Theater on the McNeese campus. That will be at 7:30. And the Bach Lunch Series will continue this coming Friday, the 19th, with a performance in Parc Sanssouci by the Mercy Brothers. That will be from noon until 1 o'clock. Downtown Alive on Friday will be in Parc International and will feature Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars. Continuing at the Lafayette Science Museum this Friday and Saturday, the Museum of Fear from 7 until 11. Every Friday and Saturday throughout the month of October, the Museum of Fear takes place at the Lafayette Science Museum. For tickets or more information, stop by their website, lafayettesciencemuseum.org. And this Friday, The Ridiculous and the Profound, 2012, an original work pondering the year in which we live. This is Acting Up in Acadiana. They are in residence at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. This performance is for one night only, this Friday, October 19th at 7:30. And it's pondering all kinds of things like zombies, school rules, headline rants, and more. For more information, you can call Acting Up in Acadiana or go to their website, Acting Up in Acadiana. And there will be a special performance this opening this Friday at Cité des Arts, the Vampire Play, that will run throughout the weekend and next. For more information, the website is citédesarts.org, and we will be speaking with some members from that troupe about the Vampire Play later on this week. The Louisiana Choral Foundation in Lake Charles presents America's Neighborhood, Broadway favorites by Stephen Schwartz, familiar tunes by Mr. Rogers, also modern choral works by John Levitt and Z. Randall Stroop. That will be this Friday, October 19th at 7:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Lake Charles, and then again on Sunday the 21st at 3 o'clock at First United Methodist in Lake Charles. And the Tesh Project presents the first annual Shake Your Trail Feather Festival in Bro Bridge this Saturday, October 20th. That will be from noon until 6 o'clock. It is for the Bayou Tesh Paddle Trail, and it's a free festival. Lots of great music will be taking place. There will be some paddling. There will be a heritage tent and lots of other things going on. For more information, you can stop by their website or stop by their Facebook page. That's the Tesh Project with the first annual Shake Your Trail Feather. And the Acadiana Center for the Arts presents the second annual Saints and Sinners Masquerade Bash and Fundraiser. That will be this Saturday, October 20th, from 7 until 11 o'clock. And there will be a special fundraiser for the Louisiana Groove for the Festival of Words this coming Sunday, October 21st. That will be in Lafayette from 2 to 6 p.m. Musicians will be playing in support of the Festival of Words. Lisa and Harry Trahan will be playing Cajun and Zydeco tunes, Donnie and the Pool Dues, Henry Gray with Lawrence Taylor, Alonzo Johnson, and many special guests. That's for the Louisiana Festival of Words this coming Sunday, 2 to 6, a special fundraiser for them. And the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will be presenting a special concert called Venice 1712 this Sunday, October 21st, and Monday the 22nd at St. John's Cathedral. Joining the symphony will be the Acadiana Symphony Chorus and choruses of UL Lafayette. For more information, their website is acadianasymphony.org. And the Lafayette Public Library, Friends of the Lafayette Public Library, will have their annual author dinner Thursday, October 25th, featuring Rick Bragg. For more information or to make a reservation, please call the Friends of the Lafayette Public Library. That number is 501-9209. That's to become a friend of the library. To make reservations for the author dinner with Rick Bragg, that number is 984-8661, and you could call any of the branch libraries for that information. On Tuesday, October 23rd in Grand Coteau, there will be a showing of the documentary Water on Road by director John Sharp. Tuesday, October 23rd at 7 o'clock. And looking ahead for KRVS, KRVS's annual fall fundraiser will be starting this Friday, October 19th. It will run through the week, and we will be with you celebrating public radio and asking you to support and celebrate all of these great programs that you enjoy. That will start on Friday, but if you have received a renewal card in the mail, you can send that back to us or make your contribution very securely online as well, or stop by. And it's always really nice to have our listeners stop in and make their contributions. Great new mugs, t-shirts, CDs, lots of things to just be a little reminder that you support these valuable programs. That is KRVS's annual fall fundraiser starting this coming Friday, October 19th. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we join our evening of opera, World of Opera, that goes until around 11 o'clock, at which time we join Japan Rock. That's all on KRVS this evening. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.